straight to Raw then. So we're actually in your, we're actually in England this time. We're in Manchester.
No. Let's bring it back a bit, mister.
All right, then. We'll mention it. You got 53%. I got 47%.
I beat you fair and square, and for the first time, the person who quit did not win. Thank you, Matt Attack Army. Yes.
The reason you did win is I voted for you for a third consecutive week. If I hadn't have voted for you, then actually it would have been, you would have been doing editing duties this week. So
you couldn't vote for yourself. You quit.
It was ridiculous. How did I get 47% of the vote? I actually thought it was going to be the most one-sided one. Now, Dej Kirby actually said he didn't even last 5 seconds. So, and I agreed. There was no way. It shouldn't have even been close. I'm wondering, have we just not explained the rules to this properly? Do we have, like, really dumb listeners or something? I know we should be mocking our listeners, I guess, but it should have been, like, 98% to 2% or something like
that. It's a popularity contest, but I like it that way. It's all good. It's all good. We're clearly popular.
Editing duties, so let's start properly then.
Let's get cracking.
Raw's in Manchester, England this week. Would you like to give us your good cop moments?
I would, sir. Now, we started off this week with you saying we've probably got a lot of good moments and bad moments. I actually sent you a tweet that I saw. It was just quoted as being Seven Nation Elias. It was amazing. I've got so much about it, but I'm going to start with, Apollo Crews, after getting buried last week, beating Jinder Mahal, who is basically a jobber now. He was WWE champion a year ago. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
And now he's just jobbing on Raw. But Apollo Crews needed a win. I love his standing moonsault. He looked impressive. Yay, more for that. Nia Jax turning heel and aligning herself with Tamina. About time.
Yeah.
About time. Nia's needed to establish herself as, if she could have challenged Ronda, Ronda's not turning heel anytime soon. So Nia being a heel, it works. Aligning herself with Tamina, that should have been done years ago. So nice to see. Staying with the ladies, we'll go through lady stuff. Natalia's reaction to Ruby Riott snapping the Anvil's sunglasses. If they actually were his sunglasses, then...
That's correct.
But they're in the same style, so I'll give them that. But that was a great reaction. And the crowd was counting her out of the ring. Referee wasn't doing it. The crowd were doing it, which was maybe a little harsh. But... it was a great reaction.
The thing I didn't understand about that was, surely they should have been counting the Riott Squad out first, because they actually left the ring. It should have been them that would count it to 10 anyway. I didn't really understand what the point of that was.
I think it ended in no contest officially, but...
Okay.
Ronda, her promo was brilliant. I loved her promo. It was right up there with some of the best work she's done. Mainly because she ended it with... she called herself the baddest bitch on the planet. And she is. I would happily get in the ring with many wrestlers. Because I know they can sell and everything. Ronda can sell, but I'm scared to death of her.
If she's legit, then obviously she's got that UFC background. She's got the Olympic background. She knows what she's doing. She could genuinely hurt you.
I would rather get in the ring with Brock Lesnar. And that's me saying... And I know he's a UFC guy as well. But I'd rather get in the ring with him. But that's saying something. Ronda... Yeah, looking... It's sold. Her versus Becky at Survivor Series is sold. Everyone wants to see it. And I would have watched it at WrestleMania rather than Survivor Series. But this is great. Looking forward to that. Elias. I could just drop the mic at that point. Elias is... He was already over... The crowd were already chanting with walk with Elias, walk with Elias. As soon as he did the first few strums on that guitar to establish an army, walk with Elias. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And Ziggler bumped for him for the whole of the match as well. Ziggler sold him like an absolute superstar. One day Elias will actually hold a championship. He so deserves it. Drew McIntyre through the entire night. I wasn't happy that he assaulted Finn Balor, but the assault on Balor sold him even more as a heel. And the way he completely decimated Kurt Angle, including the ankle lock, brutal, absolutely brutal. He's going to be a world champion. If he's not, I'll be extremely surprised. Honorable mention goes to AOP for winning the tag championships. Who could have beaten them, though? I mean, I think they've lost maybe two matches on Raw. Two out of two titles worldwide. And, you know, who could step up from now? That's all I got, really.
Bad.
What you got, Bad Cop? I'm betting plenty.
I did. And it's not that I didn't like Raw. It's just that some of these are very Graham-specific ones, for sure. I went through the card in order. Don't go showing Old Trafford. No, I can't say nobody wants to see that, but certainly I didn't want to see that, and I know you didn't want to see that either. And don't talk about Manchester United. We're not interested in that stuff at all. I'm kind of confused how they actually got 2 days in a row. One day should have been Manchester, and one day should have been somewhere else. I'm sure it's easier to set the ring up, leave it in there, and then do another show the next day, but give the fans a chance to go somewhere else as well. I guess that's an additional Bad Cop moment. Let the fans get to see more by going to a different area. And I know you pointed this out on Twitter because I saw it, but I told you, I said, don't worry about this, I got this, fam. Repeat matches. Sasha, Bailey and Natalya versus the Riot Squad again, how original. Balor and Lashley again. Apollo and Jinder again. Come on, there's enough people in that organization that you can have some different matches, or you can pair them up against different people, or you can bring the person in who hasn't had a match in 6 weeks. I thought that was terrible. You'd have so many repeat matches. And for no real... It didn't advance any storylines particularly in many of those cases either.
Well, advanced the Riot Squad and Natalya's one. But that's about it, really.
It showed that the Riots were heels. Ooh, big development. Breaking news. In other news, Bears... No, we'll carry on.
Yeah.
Obviously, for that one, Ruby actually breaking the glasses. I mean, oh my goodness. It's like... You couldn't go any lower than that. It's kind of a good cop and a bad cop moment at the same time. It's like, my goodness, that really... of course, we assume they're not really her glasses, but yeah, no, I thought that was good. Don't let Dean speak. I did not want to see that. Oh, you want to know why? No, I don't want you to talk in. I want you staying well away from that ring. I want you grimacing. I want you just annoying. Don't speak. I didn't want him to speak until WrestleMania. I would have been quite happy if he would never have spoken again.
Yeah. I would like to add that in Venice, he teased it, but didn't. So that was
odd. But I didn't even want him speaking at all. He didn't need to say anything. If you're not going to tell him, then don't speak at all anyway. I didn't like that.
On that note, ironically, Renee Young didn't say a word during the whole thing, which I found very interesting.
They did ask her, and she said, well, I've talked to him, but I just can't get anything out of him right now, and we've got to leave it at that. And she made it... But they did introduce, and we keep talking about that, are they establishing that that's his wife? They made it very clear this time that they are man and wife. Bad moment for me. I only got to see the highlights for this. I didn't get to see the... Didn't he show the full highlights of Walk with Elias? I'm like, are you kidding me? Now, as soon as I heard the tune, I was like, oh, I know what they're doing here. So I went back and watched the full thing later. My American co-worker had no idea what they were chanting, so I had to explain what it was. But I thought that was brilliant. He was so over. Showing the Manchester City Stadium. Once again, who cares? Nobody cares about Manchester City. We got Manchester United there. Mason thought it was both teams played in the same stadium to begin with. I was like, no, that would be a bad cop moment for me. I need to train him more in the knowledge of footy. Obviously, he's missing a little bit if he thought that City and United played in the same stadium. They're different colours, for starters.
They're different colours, and they both suck, because their faces are not as good as Liverpool.
Exactly.
I say that after we just lost to Red Star Belgrade yesterday.
That would definitely be a bad cop moment. That was, well, thankfully, Napoli managed to get a tie against PSG, so that might help us a little bit.
Indeed.
Tamina siding with Nia. Nia doesn't need any additional help. We talked about God mode a few times. By adding her with Nia, I don't quite see the point of actually doing that. Unless you're just trying to set up two superpowers, Ronda, and then Nia and Tamina. But who's the third person in that? We're just going to get the same match over and over again.
That's true. But it's something different, at least. It's something different. We'll see what happens with that.
I certainly wasn't expecting it, that's for sure. When I saw them beating up on Ember, I'm like, oh, gosh. She really took some moves on that one.
Yeah.
Not letting Braun catch Baron. I thought they should have let him caught him. So what does that mean, then? He's going to do the same again next week? He's going to have to keep trying to avoid Braun Strowman?
Well, Braun's been...
I don't know what the point of that is. Now, it's not, Braun's obviously not going to give up. And although at the same time, did I really want to see him flip the car? I don't know. I don't like the story either way. If they catch him, he flips the car, which we've seen multiple times. If you don't, he's just going to do the same again next week. I'm not sure how this one's going to play out either. Well, obviously, except they'll have a match.
With Braun being confirmed for the Survivor Series team and Baron Corbin being the captain on the outside, this is not going to end well, is it?
No, it's not.
So, something's got to give. And I dare say we'll find out more when Stephanie McMahon comes back to Raw next week.
I'm just looking to see if I had anything else. Potential bad cop. I wanted your opinion on this one. Or just brilliant heel work. McIntyre using Angle's own signature moves against him. So we had the Angle Slam. We had the ankle lock. What do you think about that in general?
It's great heel work. You're talking to someone who, when he plays the 2K19 game, enables one of the skills I choose is always Move Thief. And I always use the opponent's finishing move against them because it's extra humiliation and it's a fantastic heel move.
Okay. And that's what I kind of thought. I know in general it's frowned upon, but I'm sure in this situation, Angle gave him permission to do that stuff. So that
absolutely
would make it fine.
Absolutely. I mean, Angle has never tapped to his own ankle lock. I remember when he was feuding with Benoit. Benoit gave him the ankle lock a couple of times, but Benoit never made him tap to the ankle lock, that I can recall anyway. I'm sure the Matt Attack armor correct me on that one if I'm wrong.
Good! Bad!
Alright, let's try our new round then, Matt. Round two, get the giggle. Most of my aims normally when I try and come up with something is I always got to try and find something that makes you laugh. When it seemed to make sense, having seen something online, basically the no-laugh challenge between two famous footballers in England that works really well, I was like, well, why don't we just do that with you? I'll read you some one-liners, and we'll see if we can get the giggle that way. And you actually said, oh, that should be the hashtag. So I was like, sure, why don't we just call it that, get the giggle? Now, I thought we'd try some wrestling jokes. Now, I gotta say, I scoured the internet. Some of these are pretty bad. But sometimes that's half of the thing. They're so bad that you just can't help but laugh. We'll see. You're preparing yourself right now, mentally, I can see. You're doing like your Jinder Mahal. Oh, you're already laughing anyway, so this is good. He's trying to do his Jinder Mahal sort of calming down techniques. Some of these I don't even understand, but I'm hoping with you being a wrestling nerd that they might mean more to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. I have a few. I don't think we've put a rule on this, like how many I'm going to try. I think we'll just play it and play it by ear, and we'll see what the fans think, okay?
Okay.
All right. Why did Kevin Nash cross the road?
I don't know. Why did Kevin Nash cross the road?
He didn't. He already tore his quad stepping off the curb.
Nope.
Mean anything to me. No, not getting anything. I'm getting a smirk.
I get it. It's good.
Okay. Why was Ultimate Warrior fired from the pet shop?
I don't know.
He couldn't sell pedigree. Oh, it's close. It's close. On score?
No,
he's going to fight that one off as well. All right, okay, we'll keep going then. Why does Mick Foley buy supermarket brand cola? He always goes for the cheap pop.
Yeah, he does.
we got a little giggle there. All right, this last one I don't understand, so you're going to have to... I've read it several times. I just don't get it, so you're going to have to explain this one to me. I don't think it's going to make you giggle. What did Devon tell Bubba when they were working at McDonald's? Oh, Bubba, test the fries. Well, that worked.
Testify.
I was trying to think of Get the Tables. I'm like, that sounds nothing like Get the Tables. Okay, I just totally missed the joke then. Alright.
I'm actually crying.
I guess it was successful.
It worked. It does help, but I've got a cold at the moment, so I'm more susceptible to giggling because of my sniffle. But
I think that went okay.
I do like that round. Let's see what Matt Attack Army throw at you next.
SmackDown highlights. What have you got for this one, good cop?
Good.
The whole show. You'll go. I'll go into detail.
Let's be a bit more specific then. What did you really?
The whole
like
show
about?
Was amazing.
I know there is no way you're passing over to me after 5 seconds. Your ego would not allow you to talk.
Right, let's start. Myth and Daniel Bryan for the whole night. Myth and Daniel Bryan literally just nitpicking back and forth all night long. Myth actually made a good point, actually. He should have been in that final. I mean, I know it was scripted for Shane to win it, but I have a real problem with Shane winning it, as you'll hear in a bit.
I think everybody did, yeah.
Being named co-captains, I like that. The whole strange bedfellows idea, great idea. Samoa Joe, much as you probably didn't like seeing Jeff Hardy lose to Samoa Joe, he looked impressive. Samoa Joe looked impressive. And, you know, SmackDown won a win. So, respect to Jeff Hardy. The person who won deserved to be on the team. And it was a clean win. It was no cheating or nothing.
You've got to have Joe on that team. It doesn't make sense not to have him on the team.
Indeed. Loved Mysterio's match. Thought it was good against Almas. There's more matches from him in the future, without a doubt. New Day and the Usos. Now, yes, I know we've seen this a lot of time before. We haven't seen it for a while. Again, it was an awesome match. It was told a different way again. Respect between both teams. They've turned the Usos' face almost. Looking forward to seeing who else they put on the SmackDown Tag Team's team, to be fair. It seems like Absolution's broken up, and you called it, Graham, last week. You called it, saying singles runs for Mandy and for Sonya. Gotta say, not sure I agree with splitting them up. But Sonya Deville is a beast in the ring. Mandy's pretty good herself, but
she's got a lot better. That's for sure.
I've got a lot of time for Sonya Deville. I want to see what she can bring up on her own now. See what she can do. And a debut this week on SmackDown really got my attention. I'm going to ask you to cast your mind back to just after you visited me here in England. You jumped on to be an advocate for Jackson on the Extreme Rules Matt Attack podcast. And when we were talking about Sanity versus the New Day, Kelsey said that she didn't like him as much without Nikki Cross. She finally made it to the main roster. The Twisted Sister of NXT, as they called her. I'm so happy to see her. She's absolutely Matt Attacking crazy. I love her. I absolutely adore her. And yes, she lost to Becky Lynch. That's not a surprise, thinking of Becky the champion. But my word, she's got a bright, bright future ahead of her. I can't wait to see more from her.
Now, having said that, though, I don't know necessarily she's going to be with Sanity. Like, Carmella got split up from Cass and Enzo.
Yeah.
So just because she's come up later doesn't necessarily mean that she's going to be with Sanity. There's a big difference between what happens in NXT and what happens on the main roster. Often what's happened recently is they can be heels on NXT, but then as soon as they come up to the main roster, they're faces, or vice versa as well. So there's still a lot that could still happen there.
This is true, but unlike with that occasion, Carmella came up separately, yeah, but Sanity did come out first. And that's the first time we've seen them in a month. We haven't seen them in a month, Sanity. Mm-hmm. But they reappeared. And they introduced her into it. So it seems like she's with them and she is on the same brand. So that's hopefully...
Okay.
So that's hopefully, like, it means they're going to all be together. And that's about right. It's what I want. That's what I want to see more than anything. Of course, Nikki is not on SmackDown on the wrestling game for this year. So people are going to say already the roster's out of date, which it is now already.
Now, I also said some people say she lost and she got sent straight back to NXT. So I don't know if that's true either.
Don't know about that, to be fair. Although I do know that someone that you're not a big fan of, Rusev, was tweeting today saying that maybe it's time I went back to NXT. I wouldn't be surprised if he did, primarily because there's not a lot happening on the main roster for him at the moment. But I do have a lot of love for Rusev. I love his character. I love him in the ring. You don't, I know, but maybe a chance to re-energise himself there and relaunch himself. It works for other people. Tyler Breeze is doing it right now, so why not?
I got one more thing to say about Nikki Cross. On our Twitter feed for Good Cop, Bad Cop, somebody asked who has the, showed a picture of Sasha, and he said, who has the best smile in wrestling? So Bad Cop responded, Nikki Cross.
She's got a pretty good smile, in fairness. It's not quite one they were after, probably, but that's a pretty
good
smile.
It's not the one they were after, but it's one of the best smiles, I think, in wrestling. Absolutely. I thought it was a nice little response to that. All right, am I up for Bad Cop, then?
I've got a funny feeling you better load both barrels. Come at me, Bad Cop.
Bad! I didn't like the start with Paige bringing Shane in and say, get a photographer in here. We don't even need to bring that up. That was a terrible moment in WWE history that would be best avoided. I thought the Almas and Rey Mysterio match was great as well. We don't see enough of Almas, and we talked about it. His matches with AJ were brilliant. He's fought some top people and is always impressed. Why aren't we seeing him? That's my Bad Cop moment. I don't think he was injured, as far as I know, unless we just didn't hear that.
Lack of stuff for him. It seems to be the problem. A quote from a tweet. Speed and the Benchmark Show said, it feels like every Raw, there's one or two matches, like we said about earlier. You always see the same thing every week. Every SmackDown, there is one or two matches where you're saying, this ought to be good. But we're not seeing Almas much. That's a weird thing. No. It's a matter of time before he will either be future endeavoured or send back to NXT. And I don't want to see that. He's great.
My final moment, like I said, I didn't have much. I thought there was too much disharmony on the SmackDown team. We had the co-captains arguing, obviously, at the start because they wanted control each. We had Mandy and Sonya Deville on the women's team. Obviously, that caused some tension as well. And then, obviously, right at the end, that was fireworks right there again, with Joe, Miz, Daniel, all that stuff going on. I just thought, you want that unifying thing. You want to see them arguing against the other team. You don't want them arguing amongst themselves. I think that could be counterproductive. I thought there was just a little too much disharmony within that group.
I won't argue with the disharmony side of things. Mandy's not on the SmackDown team, of course, but she was certainly...
Of course not, but her disharmony with Sonya and the fact that she should have been on there, so...
Yeah, she's certainly, who knows? She's certainly making things awkward, which is great. I quite liked the disharmony, and especially liked him arm-dragging Shane at the end. I don't think he knew it was Shane. I thought he might have thought it was Joe. But then when he actually turned round, he's like, yeah, whatever. And just left the ring and walked up the ramp, and I'm like... Are they trying to turn Daniel Bryan heel?
Well, they've said that they don't have any plans for him now after he refused to go to Saudi Arabia. So I guess they need to do something. So perhaps the heel turn might be the next logical thing if you're not going to push him as a face.
Possibly, but are they turning... Jason Powell from ProWrestling.net, he actually said that they've turned Shane heel because of what happened in Saudi Arabia. Which I've got a funny feeling is where we're headed with Open Agenda. Good!
Bad! And you will get to go first on that, so let's find out exactly what you got to say about Crown Jewel then.
Crown Jewel, what a mess. Oh, dear God. Where do I start with this? For everyone who listened to my Matt Attack and heard me with my nephew Ben jumping on for the first time, we went through it all pretty well and... There were some decent matches, but it was some of them were just terrible in places. I mean, where do I start with Universal Title match for a start? That was a cluster Matt Attack. And then you've got who booked the idea to have Miz take his first ever injury, being a kayfabe leg twist, by hopping down off the apron. I mean, he could have got injured against Mysterio and not been able to get down the ramp. That would at least have been more believable. But who subbed in Shane McMahon for it? Shane McMahon is officially the best in the world?
Apparently.
What the flying Matt Attack?
Everybody was furious about that. I didn't see one person who thought that was a good idea.
I can't repeat what Conrad said to me in a message. I can't repeat it on this show.
A few people using some very choice words.
Some very British words, as we would say. It was... I don't know what else to say on this one. The only good thing was that you were absolutely right, is Renee Young was on commentary. And it was it was wonderful to hear. I'm wondering if maybe her being on commentary was part of the agreement for them actually turning up there.
Could be. And she actually apparently did an interview with the BBC. I couldn't find the exact thing on the BBC website, but if you Google, like, Renee Young, Crown Jewel, BBC, there's different people who reported it, and they said that she said that people came up to her and talked to her and said what a wonderful thing it was, and she thought it was a step in the right direction. But I couldn't find anything from the BBC side, so all it was a report of a report, essentially.
I do know that when Stephanie went interviewed with Sky Sports about it, she said that going there with a purely business decision, it was because they had a contract in place, and that's the only reason they went.
Yeah, I don't think there was any doubt about that. The financial implications, if they pulled out of that, would have been, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that there was some fee that was listed if they didn't turn up. Even for a group that size, I don't think they could have done that. I don't think they could have afforded to do that.
Those are the dice you roll when you start dealing with people who have got questionable working ethics in the first place. Yeah, I don't know if you've got much else more to add to that, Graham.
All right, and I don't have much for my open agenda either. It was one of those last-minute things where it was like, I don't really have anything to talk about specific. I guess I wanted to talk about Shawn Michaels' comment. I saw it on Twitter. You could see, for those of you who can lip-read, you could see what he said to Triple H at the end of the match. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah.
We're getting too old for this, was basically the comment. And the surprising thing about that match was, and like I said, I was getting less and less excited about it. The person who looked the best was Shawn, and he hasn't been in the ring for 8 years. I think that's pretty bad, that the others were just not impressed. I was not into that match at all. I think the Saudis were. They just wanted big names. They didn't care. That's why Hulk was there. Hulk Hogan was there at the start. They were even asking for Yokozuna, who was dead. They're asking for, like, all those people. Or they just wanted names there. They didn't really care about whether they were good at wrestling. Now, this made me rethink, though, and one of my ideas I suggested at least a couple of times was a senior circuit. Yeah, bring out those old names, get them to wrestle again. I'm rethinking that. I'm not sure that's such a good idea after all now. Obviously, there is a certain amount of rust once you get to a certain age. I don't know. I think the combined age was 200 and something, I think I read. I can't remember exactly. Yeah, it wasn't good. It doesn't always work that way. PCO, he's in his 50s. He's been really good. He's been tearing up the indie scene. He might get a promotion at some point. But yeah, no, it was disappointing.
I was going to turn bad cop and said, it was a senior circuit, it's called Nova Pro, but I can't diss on Nova Pro because I'm so looking forward to going there in 5 months' time. In fact, date-wise today, it's 5 months today, as we're recording, it is WrestleMania. So in 5 months' time, I'll be sitting next to this guy trying to, trying not to scream too much in his ear. But I think by that point, we'll probably be pretty hoarse at that point. And probably pretty drunk, so, yeah.
All right, that's it. That's all I got. I think you get to lead the next section, I believe.
Good! Bad!
Okay, guys. This is the Devil's Advocate round for episode 14. I've got a couple of, I only got two this week for Graham to choose, to choose between.
This is a shocker. I actually have three. So I actually only had one, and I was like, well, it's possible it might come up, so I better come up with a spare one. And then I remembered one other thing that I wanted to ask you, and then I didn't manage to fit it into any segment, and it didn't fit anywhere nicely. So I was like, well, I could make that into a Devil's Advocate as well. So, wow, this is a real first.
So the question I have, Greg.
Did you tell me, though, it might have even been Saturday. You told me I already have my Devil's Advocate.
Yeah.
Same one?
Yeah.
All right, well, I can guess where it's coming from. I'm going to guess it's Crown Jewel related, but
nope.
Go ahead. Nope. I would like to go first. I would like to go first.
You're going to go first. Okay, I'm hoping this is broadcastable. Okay.
It's the question or my answer or both?
Both. Graham Bagshaw, your Devil's Advocate for this week is Natalie Wilde, Natalie Wood, it doesn't matter her name, all women look the same to me.
It's a very easy mistake to make. You've got to remember that they're both famous women. They're both very high in their profession. Natalie Wilde's one of the top women wrestlers. Natalie Wood was one of the top women actresses. And I have to admit, I'm not very good. I don't know if it's because of color blindness, but I do mix people up very easily with things like that. So for me personally, that's not such a big Devil's Advocate because I do tend to do that naturally anyways.
Okay. Maybe it's a softball this week.
That's an easy one. This is how bad I am. If you ask me right now, I can't even tell you what colour eyes I have. I have no idea. I have no idea what colour eyes my wife has. I just don't reckon. I think it's being colour blind. I literally just don't recognize details like that.
Can you tell your boys apart?
I can tell my boys apart, but it's pretty bad. All right, I've changed my mind on the one I'm going to go for. I'm going to go for the one I came up with right at the last sec. Your devil's advocate is, the commentary team were right to call the move Shawn Michaels did as a super kick.
Well, of course. I mean, super kicks are a generic thing, but Shawn Michaels made the super kick famous. I mean, switch in music is one word we get for it, but a super kick is something that's used by everyone. Dolph Ziggler often pays tribute by using a super kick. And we see super kicks from Seth Rollins as well, but HBK super kick is the one which everyone remembers, so calling it just that was perfect.
All right. I was going to ask you that. Like I said, that was the one I was going to actually ask you. What did you make of that? That was Michael Cole that did that.
Mm. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, it didn't seem right.
That is surprising that he went with that one. All right, I guess things to promote. I've got MGB31 to promote, which I'm going to record in probably about an hour's time. We got Scott Perkins from the Blade Job Show. I've already had JRT on, so we got Scott this time. We got a special quiz. It's going to be a hockey player or wrestler, because I know he goes to his local hockey team. And, yeah, that's it for MGB31. That's actually all I got to promote, I guess.
Right, okay, I've got a bit to do with you. I've got a bit to do now, because my first ever gaming podcast comes out on Saturday. That's me with Alex Heffernan, a friend of mine from England. We talked about the Walking Dead franchise games this week. 2 weeks time, it's going to be the Fallout series. Actually, saying that, I've got a Matt Attack dropping next week as well. This Matt Attack, of course, stop distracting me! Stop distracting me, Graham!
I'm not looking at you.
I know you're not looking at me, but I'm looking at a cat licking its ass. Thanks for that. I've also got a Matt Attack dropping next week, and this is quite an important one for me, because it's got my best friend, which would be you, Graham, and it's also and it's also got a guest that you've had on your show, and I've had booked to appear on the Survivor Series panel since about May. So it's James Vukmirovich from Wolfram Pro Wrestling, who we both knew, who I've actually called out. I actually said to him in person, at one point, I need to wrestle you, for real. I'm hoping he's forgotten I've said that, because I do not...
Shame if this was being recorded, wasn't it?
I'm hoping he's forgotten. I'm hoping he doesn't listen to this part, because I reckon I could take him. Not in a shoot match. I think a shoot match he'd squash me, but I could probably hang him in a wrestling contest. I hope. But, but it should be a great laugh having you on. I'm hoping I can get back to winning ways at last, because I've got a bag Sean on me again. It isn't Mason. So I've got a chance of actually winning this one, maybe.
I don't think I lost to you when I was on.
Nope, you drew me at WrestleMania. But I don't want... But, yeah, I was hoping I was going to win it. If I'd actually gone with Lesnar to win the championship at Crown Jewel, I would have beaten Ben. But I didn't, so... Oh, dear. Never mind. But, yeah. So you've got Matt Attack next week, you've got the gaming podcast with Matt and Alex on Saturday. And obviously, you'll catch me back with Graham next week for Good Cop, Bad Cop. I am Matt Willis. I'm out of here. We will see you next week, guys.
The music was
Happy Happy Game Show
by Kevin MacLeod at incompitech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0, http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/.